Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. That's the Drifters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deeney is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. D-I-N-I. JohnFDeeney.com. Is that right, John? Did I get that right?
Yeah.
JohnFDeeney, D-I-N-I.com is his website. Hunting in a Farmer's World is his award-winning book, very important book, that I recommend that if you're running a small business, You absolutely, it's imperative, it's non-negotiable that you read John's book, available wherever books are sold. Hey, John, we're talking about the generations, the diverse generations in the workplace. We're talking about the fact that really, for all intents and purposes, the senior statesmen in the marketplace these days are the boomers now. And the baby boomers, and the leading edge of that boom, of those folks are probably 69, 70 right now.
Yeah, the first of them are turning 70.
Right now. And but they go all the way back to, you know, all the way back to 50, or so. And so there's still a lot of them left in the workplace that are still, you know, and there's millions of us, 76 million or so, almost 80 million. So we own, as you pointed out earlier, we own lots of business, disproportionate to any other generation. We're business owners. Along that line, John, a recent Kauffman report that I've reported on myself indicated that since 2008, the millennials and part of the Gen X from age 20 to 44. Have been kind of exposed as not as entrepreneurial as baby boomers.
Well, they haven't had to be. As the economy expanded for 40 years under the influx of all these workers, including women, by the way. You know, boomer women went into the workplace like no other generation.
That's right.
And there's a period, I've got it in number somewhere, in 10 years, in the mid-70s to mid-80s, the population expanded 11% and the workforce expanded 30% because so many women were coming into the workforce. And that's a huge economic driver, too, all these extra workers, because they were all consumers. So, you know, really a dominant force in driving an economy that wasn't hard for the Xers and the millennials to make their way in. I mean, I know a lot of millennials were out of work in the Great Recession as they came out of college, but in reality, there was space for them. And now, when we leave, there's going to be a gap. 2017 through, about 2023, there's a period of 7 or 8 years there, Jim, that correspond, and you'll find this amusing, but it's true, but it corresponds to the late 1964 legalization of the pill and this huge drop in birth rates. And for the next 7 or 8 years, the number of people celebrating their 65th birthday will outnumber the people celebrating their 45th
birthday. That's the leading edge of the Gen Xers.
Right. By 4,000 people a day
for
8 years.
Wow.
I mean, it's just astonishing. Millions and millions.
But that void will probably be filled. Should be filled if things work out the way they ought to work out, by advancing themselves from the back of the pack, so to speak, by the millennials. Right? I mean, they're going to be. There's too many of them, so to speak. There's more of them than any other generation. Will they come up and fill in that gap?
Yes. And once again, it'll just make life easier.
Yeah.
You know,
but here's the question. They can numerically fill it, John, but will they be ready to fill it? That's the question.
Well, the whole work, number one is the work ethic. And when I say work ethic, ethic is a bad word because it indicates that it's a moral issue that they don't have the same "I am what I do" attitude mm-hmm. that the boomers grew up with. But it's a values thing, you know. That we've raised them to think, you know, my family comes first, my independent life, who I am comes mm-hmm. first, and what I do to earn money is way down the list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to change. So corporate America.
And let me stick something in here, because I hasten to do this every time we talk about millennials, and I don't just say it because I need to, but I say it because I mean it. John, the Gen Y generation, the millennial generation, is probably the finest crop of human beings we've ever raised.
Oh, they're bright. They're
no. I'm talking about the kind of people they are.
Yeah,
I don't mean their work. I'm talking about as human beings. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. If you see a millennial acting in a way that looks this rude, it's not that they're being rude. They just don't know any better.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And they do really put a premium on working in places that have social responsibility. They are really worried about the planet.
Yep.
Generally speaking, all generalizations are just that, but. They really have more of a connection in that area than
that's, they are. That's exactly yeah. right. Which makes them less materialistic.
Yeah, they're.
I think they're less not, materialistic than boomers were.
They're not in the hunt for a McMansion.
Which leads me to, you know, as you may have heard me say, I wonder what's going to happen to the 20th century housing paradigm that we built up in this country. If that's gonna endure into the 21st century,
I think that's another major shift.
DINI, ladies and gentlemen, JohnFDeeney.com is the website. That's the title on the book, "Hunting in a Farmer's World," an award-winning book. John Deeney and I will be right back. More to come after these messages.
At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.